Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Time to welcome in our good friend Nicole Sclafani, general manager of LCC-TV, also produces Lansing Lowdown, and she has a lowdown on everything happening here in mid-Michigan. Hello, Nicole. How are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm doing great. Actually, we just shot the Lansing Lowdown this week, and I'm not sure if you know about this. It just opened about 2 months ago, but the Spartan Dance Center, it's on Ann Street in East Lansing.
I didn't know about that. Tell me.
It's really, really fun. We actually shot the lowdown there, and Osmani taught me how to salsa.
Really?
So it's pretty much me trying to say the lowdown and learn to salsa at the same time, which is pretty interesting. It's just really fun. It's a great little dance center, especially right there. And it not only teaches small children, but also adults. It has a ton of classes for adults. So you guys can go there and learn to salsa, or the community can. Or even it's great for in the college kids. I mean, a lot of girls leave high school being in dance for practically all their life. And if they aren't on the motion dance team, or if they're not in theater with MSC or LCC, it's a great place to continue dancing. So it was really a great time.
So where can we watch Nicole Sclafani salsa dance on LCC
on
TV?
Oh, on our YouTube site. It's youtube.com/LCC1957. That's the year the college was created. So LCC 1957 is our handle on YouTube. And you can see that in a whole bunch of videos, actually. So.
Well, there's a lot going on, as usual, and getting into November now. What are the highlights?
Well, the highlights are tonight, actually, this weekend is pretty packed. Tonight is really packed. This Thursday and every Thursday at Sir Pizza in Old Town Lansing, They're actually adding music to their lineup, so I can go dancing, drinking, dining, all with the river of the view right there at Sir Pizza. And that was actually, I went there a couple weeks ago, and that's a really it's not just a pizza place. It's definitely a restaurant.
Oh, it's
a really
big,
great place to go. It's really big.
People think of Sir Pizza. They don't think of the one in Old Town. I guarantee you that.
Oh, no. And it's really great. And it's nice to be in Old Town. You can walk around and go to some of the shops there as well. Also, the MSU Percussion Ensemble concert tonight at 7:30 inside the music building at MSU. It's a mix, actually, of LCC and MSU steel drum performers. So It's kind of an interesting ensemble going on there tonight at 7:30, and that's, of course, free.
Okay.
Tomorrow at the Loft above Harem Urban Lounge, I know I've talked about this place a lot. It's kind of a hot spot in town.
Right.
The Loft, 1999, which is a Prince tribute band, which I am definitely going. A Prince tribute band takes place up there, and that's going to be a great time. And that venue has really gotten some great acts and a diverse group of acts. So
I was up there a couple weeks ago for a party that T.J. Duckett threw.
Yeah.
He has those Monday night football parties. Yeah. So,
yeah.
That's a great place. In terms of some other things that are happening here, a commercial spot
is
going to be submitted. Tell us about that.
Well, she's actually an LCC staff member, and she's my editor who's been working on a couple of our shows. She's shooting a commercial for Doritos Crash the Super Bowl contest. And she tells me she has a great idea for a commercial, and if they win, the ad, of course, gets played during the Super Bowl, and everyone involved in the commercial gets paid. They need about 100 zombies. So she didn't tell me the idea, but she said it's a great idea. So they need 100 zombies, and they're actually shooting it on Sunday morning from 10:30 to 4 p.m. at the latest. Just for a couple hours, they're meeting on the LCC campus. They're meeting at the Riverfront Park on Grand Avenue across from the Gannon Building. And if you could get a chance to be in a Super Bowl winning commercial. So it's kind of fun.
Wow, that is kind of neat.
I know.
I know a lot of people, if they did it late at night, they could qualify and they wouldn't have to act.
Oh, right. No, this is going to be really great. And it would be amazing for the city if we actually, won an ad in the Super Bowl. So she says she's got a great idea for it and she's going to give it a shot. And why not?
How competitive is something like this, Nicole? I imagine communities all around the country are looking at this.
Oh, it is. Every university town, every city, every producer, everyone with a camera will probably be, adding to these Super Bowl ads because normally they're great. And it's really funny, the most clever of them and actually the most simple normally wins sometimes. You just got to have a really clever idea, don't overdo it, make it look good, and that's pretty much the recipe for it to win. So we'll give it a shot and try to see if we can get Lansing some recognition during the Super Bowl.
Nicole Sclafani, our guest, and she is a general manager of LCC-TV. She also produces Lansing Lowdown, and she knows the pulse of Greater Lansing. Nicole, I want to talk to you a little bit about this Facebook site you found.
Yeah. It's called Buy Local in Lansing on Black Friday, and I believe it's actually being pushed by Capital Area Local First, and there are people that are really just trying to generate people to buy local all the time, but also during Black Friday. And you can actually like this or become a fan or say you're attending to Buy Local in Lansing on Black Friday. That's the entire name of the event. You can look it up online. And on there, on the wall, all these different businesses are saying, you know, what they will give, like Oreos at the Lansing City Market, I'm looking at it right now, on $10 gift certificates, they'll be 20% off on Black Friday. So all these local businesses are participating in giving consumers just a break on that Black Friday to keep our dollars here in Lansing and going to local businesses. So I think it's a really great idea. And so far it says here 422 people are attending, or 422 people are going to be choosing to buy local on Black Friday. So I think it's a pretty great idea. I'd love to buy local for all my Christmas gifts. I think everybody should.
I know that you think locally. How difficult is that, do you think, for most people to do?
I don't think, maybe they don't see Lansing as this an opportunity, kind of like some people do. And I really think they're from the Lansing City Market to Old Town, to all the new stores that are going on Michigan Avenue and Lansing or East Lansing. I mean, I think we can support both. There are a lot of great local stores and a lot of great local businesses that have been around for years, and I think we have to keep supporting them so we don't see them going away.
Yeah,
taken out by any big box stores.
When I hear buy local in Lansing, I don't think as much about the Lansing city limits. I think about the region.
Region, definitely.
And I just think that it makes a difference if you're buying something that is either produced here or is sold here in a Lansing managed or owned store, as opposed to, as you say, the big box stores and something coming in. And, you know, there are times, hey, I don't think anyone can do that 100% of the time, but I think a lot of people who are conscious of it, if you don't think about it, you definitely can't do it.
Yep.
So
the first step is actually just to become conscious of it. Just like I've started shopping a lot more at farmers markets, and there's a new, I live in the Bath area, and there's a farmers market there, and we go to a lot. And then also at City Market, you know, and Meridian Farmers Market. So it's really, it's a fun and enjoyable experience when you do buy local, and you get to create a lot of strong relationships from there as well that you wouldn't get to do if you, you know, bought something at Walmart or something like that.
All right, Nicole, we're closing in on 6 weeks of marriage, right?
Yeah.
All right. How has this changed the amount of things you can do? It still seems like you're in three places at once.
I am, you know, I am always at three places at once, but, you know, my husband kind of is too, so we're still go, 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 maybe until the family starts. So right now, we're just loving what we're doing, you know, we're having a great time together, enjoying being newlyweds and all that jazz, and just having a great time. So really nothing's changed too much, so they say it changes, maybe soon it will, maybe we've missed that window, but hopefully the changes will be in a good way.
Well, we appreciate you joining us tonight, and we'll talk with you again next week. In the meantime, a lot of fun things going on. It'll be fun if that Super Bowl commercial is indeed
for Lansing. Definitely, and take place Sunday morning, 10:30 to 4, right here on the campus of LCC. If you want to participate, if your kids want to participate, just come on down.
10:30 to 4 at LCC.